Rax Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Bongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. Why do surgeons attract so many more complaints from patients than any of their specialist peers? Data collected from 2011 to 2016 and presented to the Medical Board of Australia has revealed that complaints against surgeons far outweighs complaints against other physicians. The data shows what the complaints were about, the surgical subspecialties most at risk, even the likely gender, age and location of surgeons who are more likely to trigger a complaint from a patient. Medico-legal expert and RAC solicitor Michael Gorton discusses the findings of the study with Heather Dawson, who asks first, what is it about surgeons that attracts so many complaints?
Yes, what is it about surgeons? So a recent study of notifications, complaints made to the Medical Board of Australia from 2011 to 2016 have been analysed. So these are the serious complaints that are received about professionals. And it's analysed the extent and nature of the claims against surgeons compared to other specialties. And it classified complaints according to their cause. So it's covered treatment of procedures, performance issues, professional conduct issues, impairment issues. And it identified that the rate of complaints against surgeons was 2.3 times the same rate against physicians, and surgeons had a higher rate of complaint in each of the categories by type of complaint as well. So a significant difference in the nature of complaints about surgeons compared to physicians.
Largely speaking, what were the complaints about?
I suppose, not surprisingly, mainly about treatment. The treatment that patients received from a surgeon compared to a physician, but it was also higher in the other categories of impairment, professional ethics, substance abuse, interpersonal skills, all higher levels of complaint against surgeons than physicians.
Did the study highlight any specialties in particular?
Yes, so the study also categorised surgeons by subspecialty, so high rates of complaint in relation to orthopaedics, plastic surgery and neurosurgery, which I think also reflects the sort of nature of the complaints we see in newspapers all the time as sort of higher risk work and therefore higher risk of complaint.
And I gather male surgeons, older surgeons and surgeons operating in regional areas didn't fare very well in the study.
I think they're again seen as risk factors, which may explain in part the nature of the higher rate of complaint, but older surgeons tended to have a higher rate of complaint. Surgeons in regional and rural areas where they have less support, perhaps less peer-to-peer activity, have produced higher rates for them as well.
So should we be surprised by some of these findings, or is there an explanation?
I think it's probably fair to say that the work of surgeons is far more visible to the patient. A physician treats the patient internally, and it's drugs and changing the nature of the human condition, whereas surgery is very direct, very obvious. And in areas, say, of plastic surgery or cosmetic surgery, you know, very important to the patient. So a patient is going to see the results, be less happy with the results when they are so visible, and therefore I think that can lead to a higher rate of complaint. If a surgeon makes a mistake, it's much more obvious to the patient than if a physician makes a mistake. I think that's part and parcel of it all, but there may be other cultural factors involved as well.
Well, Michael, you've spoken many times before about managing complaints. In the light of this report, are communication and interpersonal skills an ongoing issue for some surgeons?
I think that's right, and that's been identified in research before, and I think the college has been very good in providing information to this, but the research tells us that the reason why a patient will complain or go to a lawyer or want to make a formal legal claim is more to do with the way the interaction with the doctor and the patient went rather than just the treatment by itself. So good communication with patients before a procedure, explaining the nature of the procedure, explaining the risks, the things that can go wrong, and good communication afterwards about what has gone wrong or why we didn't get a perfect result. It is not an admission of negligence, but if it's not a perfect result, as happens very regularly in surgery, the way the doctor explains that to the patient, reassures the patient, is very important. So the lawyer in me says to surgeons, the best way you can prevent yourself from being sued is be nice to your patients.
Well, the number of complaints being lodged is one thing, but presumably they're not all upheld under examination. Do we know about the outcome of the complaints once they've been investigated?
No. So the data really is about the rate of complaint. It says nothing about the outcomes. Now, the medical board knows that about two-thirds to three-quarters of the complaints it gets do not require any further regulatory action. So no action is taken against the doctor. So a large number of complaints don't have an outcome, aren't always upheld. The study doesn't analyse by that. It just tells us how complaints are made. But doctors don't want complaints in the first place, whether they're upheld or not. They're a nuisance, they're a criticism, and they will take time and money to resolve. So I think we have to look at the data and say, well, that's a much higher rate of complaint. What's driving that? Let's understand that and see what we can do.
Okay, well, the College of Surgeons is actively promoting programs to bring about change in the areas of culture and respect. How important are these programs, Michael? And are you hopeful that complaints will reduce as a result of these sorts of programs?
Absolutely. I think part of the college program dealing with bullying, discrimination and sexual harassment, the program of respect, is about cultural change. So it is about dealing with those quite specific areas, but it is also trying to impart to surgeons the need to have a different method of communication amongst themselves and a different method of communication with their patients. And many surgeons have a great bedside manner. Their patients love them and would never sue them. But I think we can go further and say some surgeons would certainly be improved and their outcomes may be better, particularly in relation to claims, through adopting some of the cultural issues that are part and parcel of the college program.
Michael Gorton, RAC solicitor and principal of Russell Kennedy Lawyers. RAC's post-op podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Bongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. You can reach the Bongiorno National Network on +613 9863 3111.